warning, this podcast contains strong language, politics, bad jokes, and the opinions of young people.
I'm not going to be calling a snap election.
People want to know what Brexit will mean.
We will make America great again.
Calm down, dear. Calm down.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall never surrender.
Anxious and Insecure.
Howdy, hi, hello, and welcome to the first ever edition of Anxious and Insecure.
We are your hosts. He's crippled by anxiety, which is quite an achievement when you realize he doesn't actually do anything with his life to begin with. It's Arthur Garcia III.
And living with the fact that she's never going to live up to society's expectations, it's Ollie Foster.
In this podcast, we're going to be taking a look at what's happening on either side of the pond, taking the mickey out of some garbage politicians, and teaching each other a little bit more about our home nations.
We're also going to be judging anybody that we see fit, but always remember that we're not being completely serious.
Okay, let's get started. First up, what's in the news this week over in America?
So I'm sure you all remembered the United flight in April, in which Dr. David Dow was forcibly dragged off by his hands and feet from a Louisville, Kentucky-bound flight. And while the aftermath left him bruised, bloodied, and the subject of a media storm. So justice, clearly from an American perspective, has been dealt. Two of the officers who helped remove Dow have been suspended, and the other two have been fired. Ugh, it's rather frustrating knowing that, you know, four people hurt you, but only two people get in trouble for it. Isn't that kind of bad?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it is more than I was expecting to happen, because at this point, I feel like not a lot of people have much faith in the American justice system.
See, I'd like to think that I still do, because I love America so much, and I am very, you know, I would consider myself rather patriotic to be an American. Also Mexican, so shout out to Mexico, te amo tanto, mwah. But, no, I'm not surprised by when British people say, I don't expect anything more from the Americans, because the justice system doesn't seem to give that many people justice that deserve it.
Wait, so you're Mexican and gay? Why aren't you living in Texas anymore?
Well, I mean, you could kind of understand what it means to live in a red state, be a homosexual, and also a socialist, so.
Yeah, socialism.
Yeah, come on. Oh, and intersectional feminism. Let's go. Shout out.
Yeah.
To all my intersectional feminist friends, whatever. Well, okay. So aside from America, let's hear the news from good old Blighty.
So in London this week, the tea charge has been introduced.
What?
Tea for toxicity is a different, it's not like a Boston party kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
This applies to the same area of central London as the congestion charge. It affects mostly petrol and diesel vehicles that are older than 2006. It is aimed at reducing pollution in the capital because it is becoming an out-of-control problem. I can, like, barely breathe some days just walking through the streets. So, you know, we're doing our best to
keep it green.
Keep it green, more like stop it being so gray.
Oh, see, yeah. It's been rather orange, though, because a hurricane brought in that Saharan.
Oh, yeah. Sand. Everybody freaked out.
Yeah. London was beautiful in sepia for a few days.
Yeah, but everybody thought that it was the apocalypse.
Yeah. I remember your Snapchat. I was listening to a serial killer podcast, and I was a bit scared walking around London.
Yeah, that would be eerie.
Yeah. But that's not toxicity in the air. That was
storm.
That was a storm.
Cars didn't make that happen. I mean, you know, climate change, so kind of, but less directly.
But no, everyone here has breathing problems.
I genuinely do. I have like four inhalers.
Pollution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is where I was raised. London is one of those places where you get people going, oh, why don't children play in the street? Because it's London and they will die. Now it's time to move on to a segment entitled English Lessons. Since the lovely Arthur here has recently moved to London from Texas. Woo. You may have figured that out. I'm not sure if we've mentioned it a few times.
Howdy, hi, hello.
He is still adjusting to life in a culture where nobody openly carries a firearm or talks to each other on public transport.
Yeah, because if we have public transport, we definitely say howdy, hi, hello to each other. And the fact that y'all don't carry guns is very weird to me.
So last week, for example, I tried to explain the game Odds On to him, and it took half an hour. If you know this game, you know that it is very simple, but it took so long to explain. I mean, he's very pretty, but he's not all there in the mind. This week...
I have a degree.
Who doesn't? This week...
People who aren't fortunate enough to have one, Ollie.
Okay, do you want to not privilege shame me right now? Thank you. So this week, I'm going to go for the most obvious thing possible, how to make a cup of tea. Now, to be clear, not all British people drink tea in the first place. I don't even drink that much tea. But pretty much anybody who makes or has made tea in Britain has very, very definitive opinions on how to do it. So the biggest divide that you're going to find is milk. There are those who put the milk in last, and there are also those who love the taste of burnt milk for some reason and should never be allowed to express an opinion. Yeah? Got that?
I got it.
Yeah. Next up is the sugar debate. Yeah, and you know what? I don't care what you say, Dad. I'm going to put at least one teaspoon of sugar in my tea until the day I die, because otherwise it's bitter like my dark, dead soul.
Yeah, we can have a lot of bitterness around you, because just even seeing your face is a bit depressing.
Thanks.
Just kidding, I love you.
Finally, teabagging. I met someone once who put the water in before the bag, and honestly, once I found that out, our friendship never really recovered. It was the breaking point for me.
Wow, that's kind of superficial, Ollie.
Another friend of mine once told me it only takes 10 seconds for the caffeine in an average tea bag to infuse into the water. So I don't tend to leave in for much longer than that. But some people really like to steep their tea. To be fair, this is the least contentious issue when it comes to tea. So I would call this dealer's choice. I get some stick for not leaving it in for long enough, but... You know, I'm a grown-up, and I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the milk cools it down anyway, unless you've ruined it by putting the milk in first. You absolute cretin.
Unless you're using really old china, because the milk you see put in first to cool it down, that way the hot tea wouldn't crack the glass or the porcelain.
Do I look like I can afford really nice china? We're sitting on the floor of my bedroom.
Well, I like to make a nice cup of tea. I soak it for 3 minutes, then I take it out, and then I add a little bit of cream afterwards, milk. But I put the milk in afterwards because Ollie scolded me once for putting it in before.
Too right.
And thankfully, our friendship continued to flourish.
Yeah, it recovered, but only just.
But that's because we educate each other on our different cultures. And on that note, our next segment is called Yes We Can, But Maybe We Shouldn't, because education is always best when reciprocated. Ain't that right, Ollie?
So right. So what are you going to teach me about America?
Well, our first American lesson revolves around a usual favorite if you're 21 and over in the U.S. and 18 and over in the U.K., it is drinking. So in most college parties, or even at the high school level, if you were cool enough to be invited, good on you, because I wasn't. Most people are drinking cheap beer. So it's Frio, Natty Light, Lone Star if you're in Texas.
All of these things, they don't sound real.
Yeah, they're very cheap beer. But they're good if you're throwing a huge rager for people who are over 21. So there are things like power hours where you watch music videos and every time you switch the 4 minutes, you take a shot or you chug a beer. Or every time that a word is repeated in a film, like in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, every
drinking
time
games.
The word Rocky is repeated, you take a shot. Just kidding, you drink, you take a sip. But there's also something that we like to call 100 cup beer pong, which is essentially large beer pong, 100 cups on each side, and they're formed into a triangle. Do the math yourself. And you play with your friends, and it's a really fun way to get pissed. But there's also a Texas version of beer pong,
of course there
is. Makes the shape of Texas, and you play with your friends. And the fun part is trying to get an area that's like near your hometown by the Solo Cups. But yeah, it's pretty fun. But normally if you get around the area of your home, you're like, yeah, let's do it. This is exciting. That's truly Texas.
Okay. So now we're going to lighten up a bit. Less of the culture, less of the news. We're going to do something a bit fun. I have a tendency to crack out an American accent when I'm taking the mickey out of Arthur.
Oh, she definitely does.
Or his home country, or the people from his home country, because, oh, it's a mess, isn't it?
I'm not really good at the accent.
Arthur, on the other hand, cannot do a British accent. He cannot do any British accent, and there are a lot of them. But he said he's going to try, so I'm going to make him.
Okay, I can try. But you need to say something after me then, in an American accent.
Right, so I'm going to say a phrase, and then I need you to say the British equivalent of it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we can try this. Let's do this.
Okay. Mom, there's a hole in my sweater. Do we have any Band-Aids?
Mummy, I need a plaster for my jumper. Because plaster means Band-Aid and jumper means sweater. Got it. Was I good? Mummy.
The words were right. The accent, I'm going to say, needs work.
Work. The accent, I'm going... That was horrible.
That was, if anything, worse.
Hello, mate. My name's Lizzie. The queen would never say that, would she?
Was that supposed to be the queen? Oh.
Okay, finally, when news and politics and societal-ish gets too much, you know, because there's so much weight on our millennial shoulders, there's always television or movies. And we like to call this bit, Watch Me.
Bitch.
And this week, I'll be hiding from the world by watching Creep. It's a 2014 horror film in which a man named Joseph needs a videographer for a day, so posts on Craigslist, and this man named Aaron gets hired for the job. Though, Aaron doesn't really know what he gets signed up for, and I think you just have to watch the film. It's very good for the upcoming Halloween season. It is very, very stressful, but you need to pay close attention. Highly recommended. Watch out for the wolf mask. Good film. Very creepy. I was scared.
And I will be dodging my responsibilities by watching The Good Place. This is a comedy starring Kristen Bell as Eleanor, who is incorrectly placed in heaven after she dies, in place of a different Eleanor who dies at the same time and was actually a good person. It's seriously funny if you can come to terms with the fact that it's beginning to look like Kristen Bell and Jameela Jamil are never going to run off together. I'm finding that difficult to bear.
That sounds really gay.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
That's very positive, and I think that's a really good way to end our very first show of Anxious and Insecure, Ollie.
So thank you all for listening to the first ever episode of Anxious and Insecure. Check us out and get in touch on Instagram and Facebook at Anxious and Insecure.
Or on Twitter at anxandins, or email us at anxiousandinsecure@gmail.com.
You will get a reply either from one of us or from our brilliant producer, Ollie Samuels. And remember to tell your friends, because we will literally wither and die without validation from strangers.
Yeah, so make sure to check us out. Thanks for listening, and we'll see y'all soon. Or, well, you'll hear from us soon, Beagle.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.